You are listening to the African Life Podcast with Agbo Uwabo. Each show, I will cover topics such as African culture, lifestyle, and politics from both home and away. To interact with the show, email studio@redshiftonline.org. This is Agbo Uwabo, the presenter for African Life. Today's guest is Mr. Oladipo Bakare, who will give us more light, more information about Yoruba culture. Mr. Bakare is a Yoruba man, and he works with JCB here in Stoke-on-Trent. Welcome, Mr. Bakare. It is a pleasure to have you on this program today.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here to share more light into Yoruba culture and tradition. Thank you.
First of all, could you tell us more about yourself?
My name is Oladipo Bakare. I was born into the Yoruba-speaking family in Nigeria in the year 1974, and I grew up basically in Nigeria speaking the language and living all my life with the Yoruba culture and tradition up until the time I found myself in the United Kingdom.
That takes us to the next question. What is Yoruba culture?
Yoruba is more of a lifestyle because it entails the culture, the tradition, the language of the form of communication as well to within a certain set of people that speaks the language. And from my own little estimate, I think we should conveniently have well over 50 million people speaking the language across the western part of Nigeria.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bakare. That takes us to the next question. Looking at today's world, how relevant is the culture to Yoruba people?
To me, I think the Yoruba from Nigeria are the very first set of people that embrace the Western culture. So to me, if we want to put it in right perspective, I would say the Yoruba people are the very first set of people to be exposed in Nigeria. And because of the tradition, language, and culture, it has a form of acceptability of other people. And that is why wherever we find ourselves, we could mingle, we could live comfortably with everybody based on the tenet that is within the culture and tradition that we all had in us.
Thank you very much. That takes us to the next one now. I would still want you to explain more about Yoruba culture and also the benefit of Yoruba culture to you personally.
Growing up, like I said, I was born into a Yoruba family. My parents are both Yoruba speaking, and I was well tutored with the language. The most interesting part of it is even what I love most, which is the proverb of it. You don't need to speak a normal sentence. If you just say a word, for somebody that is well brought up with the Yoruba language, we understand without even saying much word. And with that, it gives me the ability to relate with people, to build up myself from a young man to a now an adult without going foul of the law, because we were brought up to respect the law, to respect the elders, and to respect the community in which we live. And that is why you really see people from the culture that understand the culture very well that will go foul of the law.
And if I may ask, especially with development, when it comes to development, people say that culture hinders development. because 21st century, I mean, things have changed and things are continuing to change. So is that true that culture hinders development?
To me personally, I wouldn't totally accept that, in the sense that just like the culture, I mean, grows and pass it on to the younger generation, there are bound to be changes in it, just like we have changes in development. I could say that growing up, there are some kind of, let me put it this way, slang, just like we have in the Western language, that are now being accepted within the Yoruba tradition, your Yoruba language itself. So to me, the Yoruba culture, the Yoruba language is open to changes and they accept it. So I will not totally accept the fact that culture or tradition hinders development. They go hand in hand.
How do you think Yoruba culture can be promoted and at the same time preserved?
I will start with the second question, which is preservation of it. As it is now, because we're in the Western world, you rarely see families that speak the language anymore. People tend to speak the Western language or where they found themselves. But part of it to preserve this Yoruba culture or tradition or language is to be able to pass it down to our children by speaking it to them, by making sure they even eat the food, by making sure they put on the tradition attire once in a while, by making sure they attend family gathering that will have the African Yoruba tradition showcased. And with that, if we have that from time to time, I'm sure there will be continuity in the Yoruba tradition, culture, and language.
I'm looking at today's world. You came all the way from Nigeria, and now you are in UK. So how possible, how easy is it for you to practice Yoruba culture here in United Kingdom? And particularly here in Stoke-on-Trent?
In Stoke-on-Trent, to be precise, we rarely see the Yoruba community. In fact, there is no a common forum that we meet aside we meeting in maybe the African shop or meeting in the town center, someone speaking on the phone, and you realize, oh, he's Yoruba, and you'll be able to just approach the person and talk to the person. Apart from that, there is really no concrete event that binds everybody together. But from now on, I think there should be an event, even if it's going to be an annual one, that will bring everybody together, that will showcase our food, our culture, and even speak a language. Apart from the fact that we normally just pick up the phone and call Nigeria. It's expensive to do that most times, if we must say it. But that's the only way that we keep up speaking the language from time to time.
Thank you very much. From the way you have been explaining, it shows that you actually love the Yoruba culture. So if I may ask, what part of the culture do you like most?
Just like I said, I personally prefer the proverb, because we could have 10, 15, 20 people, Yoruba-speaking people, seated. If you don't understand the proverb, two of us could communicate and the rest will not understand what we are saying, despite the fact that they understand even the Yoruba language. And that is the one I cherish most. I got that from my mom. And to be precise, I think that keeps me even more closer to my mom, because we could relate and without explanation, I understand what she's saying. I understand exactly what she meant without even talking or wasting time on the phone or most of the time. That's it.
Well, our time is just about up. And I know that we have only touched on some few aspects of the culture, the Yoruba culture. So what is your advice to Yoruba people, especially those living in Stoke-on-Trent? What is your advice to them, and especially for those who don't know much about the Yoruba culture?
My personal advice would be that if we are able to find a formidable voice within us, I would love to have like a day event, even if it's in summer, that we all come together and share our experience, talk about the culture, showcase our language, showcase our tradition, and people will know that this is a language that is spoken by well over 50 or 60 million people worldwide, and it should not just go into extinction, despite the fact that we are in the Western world.
Meantime, thank you, Mr. Bakari, for throwing more light about Yoruba culture. Thank you one more time again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I hope next time, Mr. Bakari, when we call upon you, you'll be ready to come and throw more light about Yoruba culture, especially for people here in Stoke-on-Trent.
Definitely. I will always honor your invitation. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are listening to the African Life Podcast with Agbo Uwabo. Each show, I will cover topics such as African culture, lifestyle, and politics from both home and away. To interact with the show, email studio@redshiftonline.org.